The following is Shea House Talk, Redesigning the Redesign Process from UX Thursday Chicago. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information and for future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
Thanks, Jared, and thanks for having me. So as you said, I have some stories I want to share about some projects I worked on last year, and it involves around redesigning websites and approaches I took to that and some difficult challenges that sort of arose inside of those. So those two stories each have their own perspective. One would be Groupon. That's a fairly large commercial project I worked on. And the other one would be the Starter League, where it's a little smaller but more emotional to it. And there was patterns in each side of these projects. And each one had sort of three key problems and three key solutions to how we could really work our way out of those problems. And I want to share those trials and tribulations with you guys. So I'm Shay. As Jared mentioned, I work at the Starter League. I'm a designer, front-end developer, instructor. I also help co-organize Chicago camps with Russ, as well as Refresh Chicago and UX Happy Hour. If anyone has any questions about the Chicago community or about my presentation in general, feel free to reach out to me at shayhow.com, shayhow on Twitter. So, Groupon being the first one. I was on a team and we set out to redesign the entire site from scratch, the ground up, right? That's a massive undertaking on one of the most popular websites online. So why would we do that? That's kind of crazy, right? Day one, I started, it looked like this, right? Not great. I'm fair to admit that. And my last day, it looked like this. It's fair if you were all looking at this and you're like, I don't know what changed. I don't think you did anything. But a lot did. A lot happened. And 99% of what our team worked on actually really isn't seen inside of this. And part of that was a pretty big failure where we sort of stumbled over ourselves. And I'm going to walk you through the steps as to why we failed, right? So first being, we redesigned and rebuilt the entire site from scratch, right? That's not necessarily smart. This is a huge change. But what provoked the change was this little guy right here. We had these deals off on the right-hand side of our site, right? And we thought, you know what? What if we move those below the main container, below the actual, like, featured deal itself? And if we gave those deal more prominence, perhaps users might start to recognize those. And if our hypothesis was that if we gave users deals they liked, that they would buy those, sort of regardless of what that page looked like. And this worked. It worked really well. We were sort of able to avoid that banner, And these deals didn't look like ads off to the side of the site. They actually looked like featured content as part of this. And we were like, all right, well, we got to this. And we got greedy. But we thought, you know what, our website's kind of ugly. And this is sort of a good springboard to do that, right? If we can give users the option to find deals they want, we'll be better off. And we had added new channels. We were doing now deals and goods and getaways. And we just sort of like duct tape those onto the site because that's what it wasn't built for, right? At one point, we were the fastest growing company in the world. And everything was just sort of felt like MacGyvered in there, right? So we're like, what if we could step back and be more holistic about how we redesign the site? And that's what we set out to do. And that was great. But we stumbled into this. Our tenets of this project begin to change, right? We set out to redesign the site. Then engineering was like, oh, you're redesigning the site. Well, our code's kind of crap, too. Maybe we can get in there and clean that up. And the SEO team's like, well, perfect. We can, you know, this is our chance to shine a little bit, too. And performance gets in there. And everyone starts to bring their objectives to the table. And over time, we're like, what? Like, what are we doing? Like, what is the objective of this project? What are the metrics to actually succeed here? And it got to the point to where we didn't know. We didn't actually know what we were doing. And that's not good. We had no way to declare success. Essentially, we were trapped here. We were going to fail, right? So we sort of looked at each other and we said, you know what? It looks better, and if we can get conversions up, we're better off for that. So that's what we dove into. And we couldn't get conversions to go up right away, so we started to iterate on this design a little bit. And when they didn't go up, we started to sort of second-guess ourselves and what this site looked like, right? So we started playing around. We didn't know what the problem was. We just started went in different directions. We were good designers. We believed we could do this. Nothing was off the table, right? We gave our designers free rein. One Friday, all the designers came in. We said, you know what you're working on today? It's no longer important. Redesign Groupon.com. And they're all like, what? I got stuff to do. And we're like, no, seriously. Like, just give it a shot. Just we're asking for one day. And everyone's minds begin to spin a little bit, right? And officially, we were lost. We were like, we can't get conversions up. We're moving them slowly. What can we do here? And we're like, well, you know, that old design worked. And you can start to see the problem. We ignored our vision, right? Our vision was to make it more holistic and provide ways for users to find deals. But instead, we started to chase parity in conversion, right? We started to look at that old design, and we fell into our third trap. We started to test really sloppy variants, right? We based all our decisions off of a conversion rate. It wasn't a smart thing to do. We started to test a bunch of different variables, and each of those variables slightly different than the other one, right? That wasn't good, because when we had a small feedback loop, right, it would take so long for our business intelligence team to look at all these like 30 different variations and be like, well, yeah, that button actually worked better, but that was only increased conversions by 0.001%. We're like, that's irrelevant. Doesn't help us, right? What's that look like? Looks a bit like this, right? We had time left to buy and total bot and the price and things that work in the old design. And we're like, okay, well, let's sort of take them and bring them back into what we're doing and iterate on those and how they look, right? And we had those same expectations from the old design, right? That was not fair, right? This was an entirely different site. The entire look, feel, the emotion behind this was different. We were inside of a different context, and the comparison wasn't going to work here. We made really granular changes, right, around buy buttons. But our original hypothesis was to give users the deal they wanted. This had nothing to do with that, right? Position, size, shape, color, that didn't matter, right? What mattered was relevancy. If you liked a deal, it didn't care what color the button was, right? Users were going to buy it. So we failed, right? I went into work one Friday last summer, and they're like, we're just going to kill this. And I was pissed, because I was like, there goes like all this work. And that's fair, because we had created so much work for the company, right? The company was stuck maintaining two websites while we were off in this land, sort of redesigning and playing. And we had started to cut corners and chase these arbitrary deadlines because we just wanted to get somewhere, right? We started over. And this is the approach we took, right? We stepped back and we said, you know what? Let's just solve one problem at a time, right? That problem, provide ways for users to find deals they want. Okay, so how are we going to do that? And we clearly defined that problem. We clearly defined how we were going to solve it and how we could determine what the success was in solving that, right? We had to stay focused. So if we want users to find relevant deals, we reworked the navigation, right? We added categories. We added better tagging. These are things we had in the back end. We just never really gave users a good way to play with this stuff, right? We considered ourselves an e-commerce store, but we didn't have a search bar. How is that going to work, right? We were basically pushing deals to people. We weren't letting them pull them in and sort of find what they wanted, right? Second part of that was, if we're going to run these